This is Forces Radio.
This is BFBS.
BFBS, original music specials.
The Stereophonics, scream above the sounds, with Amy Casey.
From working men's clubs to stadiums, the Stereophonics' accomplishments are near limitless. 6 number one albums, 11 top 10 singles, headline sets including Glastonbury, Reading, Leeds, V and the Isle of Wight, sold out stadium concerts and tours with Bowie, The Stones, The Who and U2. The Stereophonics have made their mark as one of the best bands in the world. A Forces favourite for more than 20 years. The new album, Scream Above the Sounds, was released on Friday. BFBS was given exclusive access to Kelly and Richard Jones to chat influencers, idols, tours, and legends. This is the Stereophonics, Scream Above the Sounds. Kelly and Richard, thank you so much for talking to us today. Forces Radio, BFBS, yep. Right round the Forces world. Let's start with you guys. You are such a staple of the Forces world. I would be shot if I didn't come and see you guys today. So thank you so much.
No, thanks,
you've played every toilet in the country. No TV show success for you. You're the real deal. So tell me all about it. You're looking back at the last 6 albums, 11 top 10 singles, 20 years of making music. How are you feeling about the 10th installment?
Feeling good. Yeah, feeling good. We've had a good run, particularly the last 3 albums, you know, been received really well, and it seems to have generated a kind of brand new audience as well. A lot of people discovering the band for the first time, which is always nice to see when you look out in the gigs and stuff. So bands still like each other.
Oh, that's good.
So that's always a bonus. So okay. Yeah, we're doing all right.
That's excellent. Good, good. Tell me about your favourite festival to play. Because you're always out and about, you tour like really solidly whenever you release something. So, yeah. Any favourites?
Done a couple of new ones this year. Up in Kendall Calling we was earlier this year, and then down in Victorious, and they were really good. We haven't played outdoors ever. You know, like, we'd done the V Festivals, we played Glastonbury years and years ago, and Reading and Leeds. But the new ones this year, it was a really, really good atmosphere there. It was a good variety of bands as well, so they were brilliant.
It's not tiring of doing that sort of live act?
No, I think the gigs, we kind of really get an off on, because you can pick between like 10 albums worth of songs.
Yeah, sure.
It becomes a lot more, exciting to do shows, really, because you can alternate different nights and try different things. And because each record has slightly different style of music and stuff, you can really build a different kind of show. Whereas when you start out, you go, you know, our first album only lasted 42 minutes, so we can play a lot more. So, you know, now we're on stage for 2.5 hours. We, you know, the pub's closed, unfortunately. We're trying to come off, so you have to make the gig become the fun part.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the jungle. You got the t-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're looking good, but the fact is you're lazy. But people love you cause you're funny and crazy. 7-Eleven, buy a six-pack of beer. If there's a party, you're the last one to leave in. It's not too late, we could stop all the dreaming. Get out this town, look around, we don't need it. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. Set me free, still I feel. I said, come on, pretty baby, take a chance on me. I said, shame on me, cause I didn't see that you were looking at me, baby, by the Ferris wheel. I know you're cool, but you think that you're chocolate. Get off my nerves, cause I still got a soft spot. You look at me and think I got all the answers. Maybe I do, but I'm scared taking chances. Boat in a bottle, but we ain't sailing nowhere. Rip up the car. Wind into our hair. Get off the train in the rain at the station. Knock back a drink cause we think the boat's sinking. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. So set me free, still a VS. So come on, pretty baby, take a dance with me. I still shame on me cause I didn't see that you were looking at me, baby, by the Ferris wheel. I said, stand by me, stick around. Cause it's a long walk back to where we just been. I said, hey there, baby, so you bang him and me. I wish I never found a bird. Hey, c'est la vie. I said, I'm playing our song on the radio. And we're singing out loud all the words that we know. And it's a long tongue, solid pissing off every suit. Oh, is it that me and you? Cause it's time that we grew. And it's a yeah, 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 come along with me. And then you think all the things that you want to say. I said, no. Is life in the rear view mirror. The open road up ahead is the future. Time came round and wrecked our place. But when I look back now, I got a smile on my face. Come on, baby, take a chance with me. Stick around on the town if you wanna see. We're gonna be long anyways, what she said to me. So come on, take a dance and spin around with me. She said, shine on, baby, set me free, stay lovely. I said, I'll stand by. When the morning light comes, I'll be gone, say love.
Forces Radio, BFBS, Around the Forces World. We are with Kelly and Richard Jones of the Stereophonics.
I want to have a look at a couple of songs on the album, if I can. So yeah. I picked out a couple just randomly because obviously it hasn't been released yet, so I'm hearing it for the first time. Yeah. But there are ones that jumped out at me and I thought I'll ask you about them. And I've listened to them today, loved them, so I was really happy with my choices. So if we go with Crying in Your Beer, something our Forces audience can relate to, because we've all done it at some point, whether we've been on an absolutely rubbish posting or something like that. What was that all about?
Well, Crying in Your Beer was, you know, the last three records, because we've had our own studio, just been going into the studio just making songs as opposed to albums and then picking which ones they fit on. So that was kind of ready when we made Graffiti on the Train, which was a song that led off a story in the screenplay that I was writing about Graffiti on the Train, when the two main characters being in a fairground and drinking too much and the other friend trying to bring him around, really, because he's losing his mind, thinking everything is caving in on him.
Right, okay.
And yeah, it sounds a bit like, I don't know, like a boxy music David Bowie thing, but the saxophone is kind of a bit glam rock, that track.
Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing it, actually. Yeah. It's great.
It's a fun kind of song, you know. It's nothing too heavy or deep, even though I just made it sound heavy and deep. It's not heavy and deep, it's actually. It's quite fun. You know, I thought you would have liked to see the yellow mirror go round. I got the gear, got the car keys. I'll take you for a ride. Wasn't right. Let down the window, get some air to breathe. You think you're gonna die? It's alright, stop crying in your beer. It's alright, the end is getting nearer. It's alright, we'll soon be going home tonight. It's alright, stop crying in your beer. It's alright, the end is getting nearer. Streets, I held a skelter for free. Head spinning round like a Ferris wheel is what you mumble to me. We get a drink in the alley cat, you throw up under the tree, and then you lay down on the railroad tracks until I tip on your feet.
Radio. BFBS. The Stereophonics. Scream above the sounds.
Most interesting city that you've ever played?
We recently went back to New York for the first time. We haven't been over there about 3-4 years. And I always get kind of a anything's possible kind of feeling when I'm in New York. You know, the first time me and Richard ever went there, we were only like 21, 22, and you know, it just looked like something off the TV. So I think that city, probably to most people, has something very kind of magical about it, you know.
Yeah, we've been really lucky, you know, that the band's taken us all the way around the world, and we found ourselves in, you know, like places and cities where, you know, like when we were kids, we thought they were joking names. So yeah, it's been like Jakarta and Kuala Lumpur. And
I thought Kuala Lumpur was a joke. No offense to anybody in Kuala Lumpur, but we used to think it was like, you know.
But it's brilliant. You turn up to these places and you're going to like sometimes 20, 30,000 people watching the band, and we haven't been there before. It's just crazy how people get to hear your music now with all the, you know, like the internet and streaming services. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Okay. Can we look at some of the acts that you've supported? I mean, you've supported some incredible people. What would be the best act that you've supported?
I think my brothers took me to see the Rolling Stones in like 1989. I was weeding the garden in my mother's shoe shop, and the ticket became available because it was a gig that was rescheduled after Keith Richards cut his finger famously. So to go to that gig when I was about 14 with all my older brothers, and then to end up opening for the Stones in like the stadium in Paris.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had a relationship with Ronnie Wood and played on some of his solo stuff. And that is probably up there because it's quite surreal when Mick Jagger comes in your dressing room and starts trying to chat up your missus.
Amazing. Yeah.
Thinking she's a dancer or a singer, and you go, no, that's actually his wife.
Back off, mate. Rock and roll moment. Is there anything? You must have done something
wrong. Something wrong.
Yeah. Like tellies out windows, anything like that.
Yeah, I've tried to throw a telly out the window.
They couldn't open the window.
Couldn't open the window. Modern hotels, they got, you know, like a 2-inch.
Oh, yes.
Gap.
Yeah. So
you could get a flat screen out there, you know.
Yeah, flat screen. Kind of,
so I just threw the telephone out instead. Damn window.
I can still see him trying to pay the bill the next morning with a band card, and the band card didn't work, so he had to pay with his personal card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was expensive.
It was a lesson learnt.
Okay, so you've been well behaved since then?
I have, yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, you've toured with some proper legends.
We've been very lucky. You know, we did the Californication tour with the Chili Peppers, and we did the Elevation tour with you two, and you learn so much from watching these people, you know, every night.
Yeah. Played on festivals like with Neil Young and Beck and Bjork. What was the last one we'd done in Germany? We was with like Metallica and stuff like that. And being such big fans of music, it's just brilliant watching all these bands we used to listen to when we were kids.
So. Yeah, sure. Did you get to go on Metallica's jet? Did they let you on?
They didn't let us on the jet.
Unbelievable.
No. Rude. We were on the side of the stage.
We took the letters on the side of the stage as far as again. Doing Bowie's last tour was incredible because obviously. Yeah. You learn so much from a guy who's got so many different styles of music in his catalogue, you know. Let me put my arms around your head. Gee, it's hot, let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be all right. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Ones in the dome can lend us a book, we can meet up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and scored like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and his enough to keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for aging men, with snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea raged no more, like the video films he saw. His name was always Buddy, broken ass in his name. And she sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows he really loves him. It's a crash.
Stereophonics, scream above the sounds with Amy Casey.
Who is the biggest Muppet that you've ever played with?
Biggest Muppet?
Yeah.
Well, after the David Bowie tour, we went on to the Lenny Kravitz tour.
Right.
And I wouldn't say that he was a Muppet, but I would say that the Bowie tour was a lot more organised than the Lenny Kravitz tour.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That was very diplomatic.
Yeah. He was going on late and stuff in Spain, and the tour was kind of falling apart, really. I don't really know why. Maybe the fact that he was playing Let Love Rule for the same length of time as a football half.
Yeah, he'd just pick up everybody's instrument and start doing a solo with everything. He's like, you know, you don't need to do that. Just play the song and give the audience what they want.
He's a great musician. We loved his records, but, you know, but it was a very different kind of environment to the Bowie thing, which was very relaxed.
Yeah.
It's really funny, though, because you bump into so many people. Like, we were in Germany again, and we bumped into the lads from Saxon.
Right.
You know, and we had such a good night with them. And we were in Turkey, we bumped into Def Leppard and had a good night with them as well.
You find all the old rock and roll bands, you know, very much gentlemen.
Yeah,
there's no
sure.
ego attached to it, which is weird because they were, you know, so flamboyant in what they did and stuff on stage, and it's normally the upstarts who are the
need
a slap, you know.
Do you think it's because they've got nothing to prove? I mean, much like you guys, you've been making music for 20 years, you don't have anything to prove.
I think it was a different time as well. I think people respected each other in those days. You know, throughout the 90s when we were brought through, you know, it was part and parcel in the Enemy and Melody Maker to have a go of another band. You know, it was a bit of a tit-for-tat kind of mentality going on. But I don't think that was happening in the 80s and the 70s, so it was a different kind of thing. But, yeah, maybe they're just happy they've all still got their hair, I don't know. Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video man. Devilish you want, can I be your man?
Gotta squeeze a little, squeeze a little, squeeze a little.
Marking the 10th album, Scream Above the Sounds. This is Forces Radio BFBS. Amy Casey here with Kelly and Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
I want to ask you about, before anyone knew our name, So this is a nod to your mate Stuart Cable.
Yeah.
How did the band overcome the loss of Stuart?
I don't think you do kind of overcome it. I mean, Stuart left the band in 2003. We were, you know, friends right up until he died in 2010, and now it's 2017, so it's like 7 years since he died, really. And even though I thought about Stuart every day sort of thing, that song came out on that day in a very, I guess, weirdly cathartic way. I don't know where it came from, or what, I didn't really question it. And I just wrote pages and pages of stuff and then sat in front of a piano and recorded it very fast. But I didn't think it'd be on the record. I thought it was a bit too vulnerable, a bit too bare, really. But everybody liked it and they wanted to put it on the record. So it's also about, I guess, childhood into adulthood and going back to my own town a lot and showing my kids where I grew up and stuff like that. So there's a bit of that innocence and kind of vulnerability in there, you know.
Yeah, we talk about Stuart like pretty much every day. There's always a moment whenever we turn up at a venue, you know, like, oh, there's something happened in the past. It always comes up. And you can't help but think about him when we're playing the songs as well, because he's a big part of the band. So yeah, he's always there with us.
I miss you, man, before anyone knew our name. We had the fire, had desire, but what went wrong then? It seemed so big in the eye of our storm. We couldn't have been further away from unknown. Who did we become? The man we were meant to be. Was that really your destiny? Was that really a dream? I don't really feel anyone else came close to how we see. We had the prize before our eyes, but we already had it all anyway. Driving around for hours on end with the music on. Driving round in a scrapyard van with the music on loud. I've laughed and cried, I've confessed and I've lied. We built this thing from a dead end street, and now I'm looking around for you to see. I miss you, man. Before anyone knew a name, we had the fire. Before anyone knew a name, we had desire. Before anyone knew a name, I miss you, man. The street's so quiet now, run down. It used to be alive, swimming pools of cries. Yeah, we said our sorries, yeah, we made our makeups, but that don't make it for what's missing now. We built this thing from a dead end street. You couldn't drive through, just take the bus or just meet. The mountain tops, they don't seem so high. The trees I climbed, they don't seem so high. I take my kids to see the world where we played. I miss you, man. Before anyone knew a name, we had the fire. Before anyone knew a name, we had desire. Before anyone knew a name, I miss you, man. before anyone knew a name. We had desire before anyone knew a name. I miss you, man.
Forces Radio.
BFBS.
The Stereophonics. Scream above the sounds.
I wanted to ask you about Dakota, because that's such a staple in the Forces world.
Yeah.
Is it about the place or the aircraft?
It was written in the place.
Okay. In the aircraft.
No, it was written in South Dakota. It was written in a place called Vermilion, South Dakota, and it was originally called Vermilion. And then I found out Slipknot had a song called Vermilion the same month, and we had to change it at the very last minute.
Okay.
So unfortunately, no, it's literally about the player. Some people think it's about a girl's name as well, but no, it's just where it was.
Okay.
It wasn't that exciting there, actually, so that's why I wrote the song.
Like I say, it's a staple. You'd be amazed at how many bands, military bands, I've seen cover that.
And oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, every time that it happens.
Really?
Hopefully they do it justice, do they?
They do, actually. There was a great band. I was just posted to the Falkland Islands. I've just got back. And we had the MPC band. Yeah. They're called System of a Tumbledown.
Right.
And that was there. They closed the closed the set, and they just about blew the roof off. Penguin.
They were entertaining the penguins, yeah.
The penguins and all of us, but yeah.
So. It does give people a good feeling at the end of a gig. If you need the ingredients, you bottle it, but it just seems to appeal to a lot of people, that song.
Yeah.
Forces Radio, BFBS, right round the Forces world. We are back with Kelly and Richard Jones of the Stereophonics. The last track that I picked out was Geronimo.
Yeah.
So have you ever done a parachute jump?
No.
Because if you haven't, I know some people that can help you with that.
Oh, really? My mate did it the other day for a cancer charity, actually. The kid we used to sit next to in school. And he's the last person I ever thought would jump out of a plane.
Right.
So, I'd like to do it. I'd be up for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd done the longest what's it called, abseiling.
Oh, yes.
Done that out in Dubai.
Yeah.
Which is the tallest and longest.
Okay.
And I've jumped off a crane on a safety harness a couple of times. So, yeah, I'd be up for it.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I'll pass that back to the paras, maybe the RAF Falcons. I'm sure they'd love to strap you to them and jump out the plane, I'm sure.
I know, it sounds strange, doesn't it? Jumping out of a perfectly healthy plane.
Yeah. my great-uncle Rhys was a paratrooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was nuts as well.
So what is that song about then, Geronimo?
Geronimo was about, I got out of my car to walk to the studio one morning and this girl came passing the car and nearly run me over and she was mental screaming at me and I just thought she must have had about, you know, a truckload of coffee and she was out of her mind. And way there, I went in the studio that day, had a cool little riff and the line came out, driving around like Geronimo, you want to mow me down like a domino, and I thought it was quite a cool line and that was the chorus really. So
excellent.
Again, it's quite a fun choice song, kind of falls apart on itself, kind of Tom Waits, I guess, influence, you know, that kind of baritone saxophone and stuff like that, you know.
marking the 10th album, Scream Above the Sounds. This is Forces Radio BFBS. Amy Casey here with Kelly and Richard Jones from the Stereophonics. What inspires you musically? Like, where do you get your ideas from? Like, is it just something that kind of happens, like the woman that tried to run you over?
Yeah.
It's just quick things like that?
A lot of it's accidental. You know, the music and the melodies and stuff, I don't really know where that comes from. I mean, you pick up an instrument and stuff just happens. I mean, to explain that, I don't really know. And I try not to question it too much. It's just something that happens. Lyrically, it's always something that's happening in your life or an experience you're having or a feeling that you're going through or whatever it is that's pent up or needs to be released out of you, I guess. I tried to make that as honest as I can on every record. I'm not really the type of writer that sits in the room and says, oh, let's try and write a hit. You know, I don't really get much out of that experience. I know there's people in the world that do that for a job, but for me, I'm quite happy that the stuff that I write from a true place can then become a hit and, you know, appeal to 50,000 people in a field or somebody listening in their bedroom or whatever. So I just try to keep it as honest as I can, really.
Mm. And when people hear that in the songs, it means a lot more to them then because they can, you know, like, relate to stuff because there is that true honesty in there.
Is there a favourite song that you like playing when you're doing your live sets? Or is that a bit like asking what's your favourite kid?
No, it changes. I mean, playing songs like Dakota and Maybe Tomorrow, you know, stuff when the crowd has an opportunity to participate in those moments is pretty special. I mean, when you see 50,000 people singing back something that you felt sitting on your bedroom floor when you're 18 or 21 or whatever, it's quite odd, you know, and it's quite an amazing feeling. If you just stop yourself and actually take it in, because a lot of the time you can't really take it in, you need an autopilot to just do what you're doing. Mm. But every now and again, you could be playing a football stadium and look up and you can see people on the top tier and all over the place singing your words back, and then you kind of go, well, that's actually meant a lot to people, like Traffic or Maybe Tomorrow and stuff like that. So again, it shows that it does come from the right place because somebody else has related to it in exactly the same way as what you meant to when you wrote it. You know, what are you, not just talking about pop songs or something. Yeah.
I've been down and I'm wondering why these little black clouds keep walking around with me, with me. It was time and I'd rather be high. Think of what we outside and about Rainbow Smile, but they're free. They are free. So maybe tomorrow I find my way home. So maybe tomorrow I find my way home. I look around at a beautiful life. I've been the upper side of down, been the inside of out.
You guys are Force's favourites. I mean, you are right up there with Fearlin. So have you got, have you got any messages for our Force's family listening right around the Force's world?
Well, my brother's in the army. Richard's brother's in the army. I mean, so as now being parents and stuff, you know, and seeing what my parents went through when my brother was posted in quite, you know, weird places and stuff. It's a big worry on the family, isn't it? You know, so... you just well wish everybody really, you know, and try to stay as safe as you can and stay in touch with the people you love really. And, yeah. You know, if you get a release from the music and stuff like that, then, you know, it's an honour for us to provide you with that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah. You They're doing a great job as well, you know. That's what people don't get to see a lot of the time, you know, what their armed forces do for people, so. Mm.
And the world is definitely getting crazier by the day, so, yeah.
Indeed. We always ask this of anyone that we interview. Would you rather be Royal Air Force, Royal Navy or British Army? You have to pick one.
I'm not really keen on boats. I think I'd go Army.
Go Army.
Yeah, probably because my brother was in the Army and I grew up running around mountains all the time when I was a kid. So I'm going to jump out of a plane in the Army and I'm going to jump off a boat in the Navy. So I'm probably happy on the ground, I think.
Yeah, I live out by High Wycombe and there's a RAF base over there. So I got lots of good friends that are in the RAF at the moment. And but I go with Kelly in the Army.
Okay.
I'd like to have my feet on the ground.
You don't like boats?
Go for a nice boat. I don't like boats.
No. All right, you've got loads and loads of tour dates coming up. There's lots of people that are posted around the Forces world as we speak. Mm. But what are some of the dates that the guys can catch you at? Hopefully if they've got a bit of R&R coming up.
Well, we'll be doing a European tour in January and the British tour and Ireland will be in February, March. So okay. It's pretty much all corners of the country, really. Okay. So they're going to be arena shows. It's going to be a big show, probably the biggest show we've done to date. You know, we're going to do a lot more production on it and play all the catalogue of stuff. So it'd be a good night out if you've got the leave.
Yeah.
So come along if you can come along. Yeah, it'd be great to see you all there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we absolutely love you guys at Forces Radio, BFBS, right round the Forces world. The 10th instalment of Scream Above the Sounds. It's amazing. Thank you so much for your
time
today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Cheers.
BFBS, original music specials. On digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air, around the world.
This is Forces Radio. Forces Radio.